Explain how laser data links can move more information through deep space and why pointing, weather, and distance make the work hard. Why do spacecraft need to send more data than before? What could go wrong if a laser beam must hit a receiver millions of miles away? When is a faster communication system worth extra complexity? For decades, spacecraft have mostly talked to Earth by radio. Radio is reliable and forgiving, but modern missions can produce far more data than older systems were designed to send. Cameras, spectrometers, and radar instruments can collect rich information faster than a narrow communication link can return it. NASA Deep Space Optical Communications is a technology demonstration for deep space laser links. A technology demonstration is a test built to prove that an engineering idea can work in real mission conditions. The mission team tested a different idea: use lasers for high data capacity links across deep space. The concept sounds simple. Point a beam of light from a spacecraft to Earth. The engineering is not simple at all. The spacecraft is moving, Earth is rotating, the distance is huge, and the light has to arrive at a receiver that can separate a weak signal from background noise. A laser beam uses optical wavelengths. A wavelength is the distance between repeating parts of a wave, and optical wavelengths are much shorter than radio wavelengths. Shorter wavelengths can carry data in a very narrow beam. That narrowness is one reason light-based links can offer much higher data rates with equipment of comparable size and power. NASA reports that the laser test demonstrated data rates at least 10 times higher than state-of-the-art radio systems of similar size and power. For a mission, that could mean better images, more scientific measurements, or less waiting. Think about a future probe flying past an icy moon. With a slow link, the team may have to choose only a few pictures or remove many details before sending them. With a faster link, the team could return more frames, more colors, and more measurements from the same short flyby. The science plan changes because the communication limit changes. A narrow beam is powerful, but it is also demanding. If a radio signal is like a wide flashlight, a deep space laser is closer to a pencil-thin beam aimed across a continent while both target and sender are moving. The test needed a flight laser transceiver, a ground laser transmitter, and ground receivers. A transceiver is a device that can send and receive signals. The system also used beacons, meaning guiding light signals, and precise pointing so the spacecraft and Earth stations could find each other across enormous distances. This is why high data capacity is not the same as easy communication. The beam must be aimed, received, read by computers, and checked. If clouds block a ground telescope or the pointing is slightly wrong, a beautiful link on paper can become a practical problem. In December 2023, the laser test streamed an ultra-high-definition video from over 19 million miles away. The playful public detail was useful because video makes bandwidth easy to understand. If a system can send video from deep space, it can also send heavy scientific data. Later, the demonstration downlinked Psyche spacecraft data from a much greater distance. Psyche is the spacecraft that carried the laser experiment while traveling toward an asteroid. The achievement was not just a stunt. It was a test of whether optical links can remain useful as distance grows. The video example also helped non-specialists see the point. A number such as megabits per second can feel abstract. A moving picture makes the data rate visible. Many frames, many colors, and many details arriving after a long journey through space. Laser communications are not a simple replacement for radio. Earth weather, clouds, receiver availability, pointing demands, and mission risk all matter. Radio remains valuable because it is proven and robust. A realistic future is hybrid. Spacecraft may use radio for reliable command and safety, while optical systems carry large science files when conditions are right. The future communication network may look less like one magic pipe and more like a layered system. That mixed design is familiar from ordinary life. A person may use a wired connection for stability, Wi-Fi for convenience, and mobile data when moving. Space missions face harder physics, but the logic is similar. Use the strongest channel for the job and keep a backup when the mission cannot risk silence. What is the clearest benefit of a laser data link? What is the biggest engineering risk? Why should radio remain part of the system? How would you explain this technology to a non-technical friend? What problem does laser communication try to solve? It tries to send larger amounts of spacecraft data back to Earth faster than comparable radio systems. What kind of space data would be worth sending at higher speed? Why can optical communication offer higher data rates? It uses narrow laser beams at optical wavelengths, which can carry more data efficiently. What would a mission team do differently if bandwidth were less limited? Why is precise pointing central to the laser link? Because a narrow laser beam must hit the right receiver across very large distances. How does a strength become a weakness in this system? Why was streaming video a meaningful demonstration? It showed that high bandwidth data could be sent from deep space in a way people can understand. Why do technology demonstrations sometimes use playful public examples? Why is a hybrid future more realistic than replacing radio completely? Because radio is robust while optical links offer high bandwidth when conditions and pointing are good. Where else do you see old and new technology working together? Deep space lasers feel advanced because they turn communication into precision choreography. The spacecraft, the ground station, and the light beam all have to cooperate across impossible distances. The biggest idea is not that lasers are magic. It is that future missions may need communication systems as ambitious as their instruments.